Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. To learn more about City Place Church, visit cityplacechurch.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at City Place Church. Hey, good morning, City Place Church Online. My name is Damon, and I, along with my wife, Taisha, we are the lead pastors of City Place Church. And I just want to welcome you to City Place Online this morning. Hopefully, you are comfortable and safe in your home, and you are ready to lean in to what God has to say to you. This morning, I am actually in a local church, and just they've opened up the doors to allow us to come in and just be able to present the word of God. You know, I don't know about you, but I miss gathering together. But the local church is not the building we meet in. You are the church, because Jesus promised in his word and said in his word that you are the church, Peter, and upon you, I'm going to be building what we all now know is the global church of Jesus Christ. And he promises, he says, the gates of hell would not prevail against it. So come on, say this with me. I am the church. You are a product of the word of God spreading and being so powerful as it is. And so if you're watching for the very first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, do me a favor. Drop in the comment section your name and where you're from. Our team would love to give you a shout out and just say thank you for being a part of service today. But I just want to hop right in and just jump into the word of God today. I'm going to read a passage of scripture that it's small, but then I'm going to phrase the rest of it. Okay, I'm going to phrase the rest of it for sake of time. And remember, we've been saying this when we've gathered together that we want to have a level 10 engagement. Okay, a level 10 engagement is where we lean all in and we go after everything that God has. And so I'm going to give you everything I got, and I want you to give me everything I got, because this is not me preaching at you. This is a conversation that we're having. And so if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Daniel chapter 3, and we're going to hop into verse 24. It says this: but suddenly Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, didn't we tie up three men and throw them into the furnace? Yes, your majesty, we certainly did. But look, Nebuchadnezzar shouted, I see four men bound, walking around in the fire unharmed, and the fourth looks like a god. Another version says, looks like the son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came close and he said, move the door. And he shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out here now. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Then the high officers, the officials, the governors, and the advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their heads were singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell like smoke. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him. This morning, I just want to just focus on one thought. Never stop. Never stop. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for our time today. I thank you for just your trust. I thank you that we can trust in you. I thank you that we can hope in you. And Lord, as we gather around your word today, we come in this moment of time standing because we need you to show up on our behalf. Change our life, increase our faith, and we honor you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the book of Daniel, chapter 3, we are introduced to three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And early on in the text in verse 16, it says that they were given a decree that they were to worship the God of their land. But those boys didn't really want to worship because they served the God who had delivered their people. And it says that if they didn't serve and worship the God that had been placed in front of them, it said that they would be thrown in a fiery furnace. And so when you jump into Daniel chapter 3, verse 16, the boys had defied every single request. And they said, we are only going to worship. We're only
going to pursue. We're only going to give our faith to the Lord Most High. And they said this in verse 18. It says, but even if you throw us in the fiery furnace, even if you throw us in the fiery furnace, here's one thing that we know. We know that he will rescue us. But if he doesn't, we will never stop worshiping him. Never stop worshiping him. You know, right now, as I'm communicating with you, our nation, the world has been navigating a situation that is closing in or has tried to close in on us to cause us to feel high level of anxiety and worry and concern. And this morning, my challenge is to encourage all of us to never stop trusting, worshiping, and pursuing the Lord. See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were given the names Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because of the situation they were in. See, they were Hebrew boys who had been brought into a moment in time, and they were under some leaders who didn't worship the Lord their God. And so the leader decided that he would give them new names. And he thought that that moment in time by which that he was leading over them, he would redefine them. See, this moment where we're all walking through this season is a moment by which the enemy himself, the devil, would try to redefine who God has created you to be. He would try to give you a new label, disconnected from God, distrust in God, anxiety, worry, fear, lack. And so many of you are walking through moments where it looked like it could really define who you are and who you will become after we get through this. See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were names given to them, but their real names were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Hananiah, whose name was changed to Shadrach, his original name meant God has favored. Mishael, whose name became Meshach, meant who is what God is, or who is like God. Azariah, whose name became Abednego, meant Jehovah has helped. Shadrach, by definition, meant a royal scribe, like not related to God, not connected to God, just someone who just knows some information. Meshach, by definition, meant guest of a king, not connected to the king. And Abednego meant servant of Nebo, the god of literature and science. So they had been renamed something that had disconnected them to the Lord, their God. The names that their parents had given them had said, God has favored you. Who is like God? And Jehovah has helped. See, situations in life would try to redefine who you are. It'll try to redefine your view of God. It'll try to redefine how God sees you. But my assignment this morning is to encourage us to never stop. Never stop putting our trust and hope in the Lord your God. Maybe you hopped on here today and you're like, well, who's this guy talking? I want to tell you that Jesus Christ died for you and he wants to be the Lord of your life. You have complete access, availability to Jesus himself. Here's just a couple of things that I want you to take note of when I read this story of the three Hebrew boys. When they were standing in the middle of the fire, when they were standing in front of the king, they told them, you may have tried to redefine this moment, but we will never stop believing that God has favored us. We will never stop believing that who is like our God. We will never stop believing that Jehovah will help. And so they say boldly, no matter what you decide to do, we know that he will rescue us. And even if he doesn't, we will never stop worshiping him. So let me just give you a couple of things that I wrote down. Number one, you're never alone. In this moment, you are never alone. Here's what Psalms 30, verse 7 says. It says, your favor, O Lord, made me as secure as a mountain. Your favor made me as secure as a mountain. Psalms 5:12 says, the Lord will bless the righteous with favor. He will surround them as a shield. You are never alone. Here is Hananiah's name before the leader had tried to change it to Shadrach. He had already known that God had favored him. He already knew that he was never alone, whereas the king had tried to redefine the situation of life, had tried to redefine and just say, you're just a little bit on the outside of God's reach. Here's the second thing I wrote down, is that it's Jesus that has kept you to this moment, and it's Jesus that is keeping you. Jude chapter 1, verse 24 says, now all glory goes to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you up with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. Number one, you're not alone. You're never alone. And number two is Jesus that has kept you. Azariah, whose name was changed to Abednego, servant of Nebo, disconnected from God, he said, no, I know that Jehovah will always help. See, it was Jesus that kept you in the past, and it's Jesus who will keep you as we walk through this moment in life. And here's the third thing, and I'm already wrapping up. Here's the third thing. The third thing is that God created you strong and powerful, watch, in him. You're strong, you're powerful in him. The name Michel meant who is what God is. The Bible says that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. In the book of Genesis, it says that when God formed you, he took his time and said, I am going to put in them the very image of myself. Can I tell you that God has created you strong and powerful, not by yourself, but in him? The three boys, the three men, look at the king, look at the obstacle, look at their situation and say, God will rescue us. But even if he doesn't, we will never stop. My challenge this morning is that you will never stop. You can never stop. You have to declare, I will never stop. I will not stop worshiping him. I will not stop trusting in you, Lord. I will not stop knowing that I'm not alone. I will not stop knowing that it is you that has kept me. It is you that is keeping me. I will not stop believing that you created me strong and powerful in you. I wrote this: when people see and experience you, they should see and experience him. When people see you in this moment in time, let them see Jesus in you. I wrote this, John 14, 12 says, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I've done, and even greater works than I've done. You are strong and you are powerful in him. But you might say, Damon, how do I do that in this moment of life? I'm going to give you one key. You ready? I'm going to give you one key, and I'm going to use my iPhone as an example. All right, how many of you got an iPhone? Well, I can't see you, but if you got it, hold it up. You can type in iPhone. If you have an Android, that's fine too. It's totally fine. But here's something that I learned. I learned that whenever I plug in my iPhone gets synced to the power source. My iPhone, when I plug it in, it gets synced to the power source, and any updating that is required pops on my screen. So the phone that I have, when it's synced in to the power source, it alerts me when an update is required. So in those moments where it seems like my faith could be failing, when I'm synced into the power source, watch, when I'm synced into the power source, it says, let's strengthen you here. Let's improve this here. See, when you and I sink into the presence of God, or sink ourselves into who God is, those moments where it seems like life wants to try to kick us in the rear, once we're synced in, God says, I'm updating things in you. So the more time we spend in his presence, the more time we spend declaring how amazing he is, the more we're synced in, the more he removes things out of us, the more he puts things in us. So then the battery life, the power goes longer and it functions better. So here's the one thing that's key to knowing that we're not alone, knowing that he's kept us and always keeping us, knowing that we're strong and powerful in him because that's how he created us, is that we have to remain synced in him during this time. God's given us some amazing tools. He's given us his word. His word. Maybe you're watching and you say, well, I don't even go to church. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We're going to be here Sunday after Sunday. We'd love to do life with you, even though we can't be there with you right now. Here's another resource. You don't have to have a physical Bible right now. Maybe you can't get out and get one. But on that smartphone, you can sync in because there's an amazing app called YouVersion. And that YouVersion Bible app literally brings the Word of God to you right where you are. And so you can hop on there and there's great Bible stories, there's studies that you could do, but there's also a place where you can find out what God says himself. Second tool that God's given us is prayer. You know, prayer is not just communion and talking with God. Prayer is also a tool by which we can go right at the enemy. When the enemy's trying to tell us who we're not, or when life is starting to pull in, we can literally say, God, I am never alone. See, I'm praying right now. It's just that simple. God, I'm never alone, and I know it. God, I know you're for me. God, I know that you're always there to help me. You've been keeping me. And God, I know that I'm strong through you. Prayer is just that simple. And the enemy doesn't want you to release God's name and power because he can't deal with that. So here's the one tool. You ready? We have to sink in to God. Sink into God through prayer. Sink into God through his word. So back to the story. So the boys are, we will never bow. We will never stop worshiping the Lord our God. And it says, when you read the story in Daniel chapter 3, it says that the workers of the king throw those three boys into the fiery furnace. And it says that they're bound together. 1, 2, 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Or shall I say, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who God had really created them to be. They're standing in the middle of the fire, and people are watching. And as they're watching, to their surprise, the God who declared to them that they're never alone, the God who declared to them that he's always kept them and is keeping them, the God who has declared to them that they are strong and powerful in him, shows up in a tangible way to where those who were watching say, no, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Didn't we put in 3? But why is it that when we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, we see 4 men? And one says, the fourth one doesn't look like those 3. We can tell a visible difference that's God. See, when you and I are synced in and we know that we're not alone, we know that he's kept us and will keep us in this moment of time when we need him now. When we put our shoulders back and our head up and we say, God, you created me strong and powerful in you, and I am not unplugging. He steps in. And when he steps in, everyone notices that we're not alone. This morning, as I wrap up, I just want to have a moment where we can just be honest. Some of you have unplugged in this season of life, and you've started to try to grab it and you've started to try to lead it all on your own, I want to encourage you today to plug in. Some of you would say, hey, I still have a flip phone, so I don't, I'm just kidding. No, some of you would say, hey, listen, Damon, I've never even plugged in to God. I never even wanted to try. Because honestly, I'm not sure that this religious thing is for me. I want to tell you that a relationship with God is not about religion. It's all about relationship. And this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to meet Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus died for you, and he rose again so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. It says this in the New Testament, in the book of Romans. It says that if you just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, he comes and lives on the inside of your heart, which means you guys are synced together. So this morning, I just want to give you an opportunity to meet Jesus for the very first time or come back into relationship with him. And then at the end of our service, we'll give you some information on what you can do next. But right where you are, you, your family, I want to give you an opportunity to pray a prayer. The prayer is really simple. It says this. It says, Jesus, I acknowledge you died for me and that you rose again for me. And today, I want to meet you for myself as Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. That's the prayer. So you ready? Come on, right where you are. I'm here, you're there, but we said that we'd be level 10. So let's go all in together. You ready? Come on, bow your head, close your eyes right where you are. This is a special moment for you and your family. Come on, let's pray this prayer. Say, dear Jesus, I come to you today. I acknowledge that you died for me and that you rose again. And today, I accept you freely as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what the Bible says, that when one person comes into relationship with Jesus, it says that all of heaven goes crazy. So right now, all of heaven is celebrating with you. I'm celebrating with you. And I am so glad that we got a chance to spend these moments together this morning. I know, watch now, that because of Jesus, you and I both have the potential to never stop. To never stop. Listen, stay tuned, because our team wants to give you some next steps on how you continue to grow in your relationship with Jesus, and also an opportunity for you to be generous and to worship the Lord with your giving.
Wasn't that an awesome message that we had coming this morning from Pastor Damon? He's just amazing to give us life-giving, life-breathing words, and I hope that you loved it as much as I did. You know, if you made that bold decision today to accept Jesus or to recommit your life back to Jesus, I just want to be the first to say, well done. The Bible tells us that all of heaven right now is throwing a party because you decided to make that bold move. You know, there are some next steps. After we give our lives to Jesus, one of the next things that we can do is to get into a life-breathing, life-giving church, a local church. So if you are outside of the Orlando area, we invite you to find a life-giving church. If you're in Orlando, we would love to have you at City Place Church. We would also love to see you be water baptized, and all of that information you can find on our website at cityplacechurch.com. You know, today we have the other opportunity, and that's to lean into God and worship through our giving. And I just want to close our time together this morning and today to say, together we honor the house of God. We honor what God is doing. And do you know that we're the hands and feet of Jesus? You know, all across this community during this time of our government shutdowns, all over the world, the Church of Jesus Christ has been on the move. I hope that you've been a part of it, and I hope that you've been in the move to financially bless the kingdom of God. You know, we are poised and positioned, ready to see who we can bless. And why can we do that as Christ followers? Because of your generosity. So I want to pray for you this morning as we prepare our gifts. You can give online going at cityplacechurch.com/give to find out all of the different ways that you can take part in our tithe and offering time this morning. But let me pray for you as we prepare that gift. Father, I just thank you right now for the spirit of generosity that is on your people. God, I thank you that you see the seeds that we have planted in the ground. Now I pray that you would water those seeds and create great fruit so that your name can be made famous. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I love seeing you like I do every single week, and I look forward to seeing you again here real soon, this time next week.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.